you remember the play Hair?
I remember it being, you know, coming out, but I don't really remember.
The only thing I remember is that they were naked on the stage on Broadway. The Broadway
movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember there was some controversy. Yeah, some controversy about it.
And they came, but they went around the United States, but I don't think they allowed them to be naked.
No, I don't think.
Especially not in the South.
No, well, just 2 years ago, Chattanooga either tried to stop or was successful in stopping the roadshow of Old Calcutta from coming to Chattanooga. Oh, yes, Chattanooga, very conservative area there. So.
I remember there was, strikes at Columbia University. Very little did I remember about that. You know, it just kind of just swept in and swept out. Apollo 11 landing on the moon, the first American. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. That was real exciting. Yeah. Miniskirts and bell bottoms.
I remember miniskirts and I remember bell bottoms.
Woodstock?
For sure.
Did you go to Woodstock?
No, I was.
Did you know what
Woodstock
was?
Yeah. I remember. I remember some of the talk and conversations about it in school, and that was supposedly the end thing and the end event. But then I wasn't really that big of a fan of rock and roll. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd listened to a lot of jazz and a lot of classical music and some pop music. So yeah, it really didn't ring home that much for me.
Let's see, women protest against discrimination. That's in the 70s, I guess. Now, you were still a kid and you wouldn't really.
Yeah, I was in high school. I remember
we burned our bras in the 70s.
Yeah, I remember my mother getting just totally infuriated with Gloria Steinem and the rest of the women kind of steering that movement, because my mother, after all, was a Southern belle, and she was raised in a very conservative family and middle to upper class type of background, and this was just something that a lady did not do, you know. And I mean, in that whole civil rights era, we talked about that, I know, but. My mother is the kind of person that at that time, she wouldn't dare do it now, but when I was a kid and growing up, she would give a nickel to a black child, you know, just because he was a little black child. You know, so here's a nickel for you. You know, I mean, this was just the kind of, you know, she's very, very conservative and very patronizing in a lot of ways toward that, but she's always felt that was a misguided movement. And I do remember her being just totally infuriated with that whole thing.
Do you remember the Kent State, Jackson State killings?
Yeah, I do remember that, and I remember a lot of anger amongst the politically active young people in the school. I was never one of them. These were the same folks that wore black armbands and moratorium for the war and all of that. And I remember that happening, and I remember thinking that it was a most unfortunate thing, but I just still just could not in my mind and in my heart feel that it was something that was deliberately perpetrated. And still to this day, that's still kind of a foggy issue, whether or not it was deliberately perpetrated, whether or not an order to fire was given, whether or not it was a light bulb exploding to set off the shooting, whatever. I just didn't. But a lot of my peers in school, the activist-oriented, the hippie types, just felt it was a deliberate act. I remember I distanced myself from that group and that sentiment. I mean, it was an unfortunate thing that it happened, but I don't remember feeling that, yes, you know, bad government, you know, bad.
Well, I think I was just in awe that it happened in America,
right.
That, you know, regardless, that these people shot at students, you know, demonstrate or just shot at other Americans, you know.
Yeah, I remember just thinking that it looked like Cuba.
Yeah. Exactly.
That it looked like those, you know, the, and I guess I do remember that because I do remember the students,
the pictures that are
in
Havana, time back.
Being shot at and hosed and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I guess I do remember 1959 from that aspect, and I remember the Kent State reminded me of that. That bring that up. That yeah, it was surprising that, you know, wait a minute, this is America. How can this happen? You know, how can this happen here that people would actually open fire?
It was just, I still remember it to this day. I didn't know a whole lot, but, you know, until just recently, but the Pentagon Papers, you know, when I was trying to decide what to talk about, you know, that was just an awe. Just all sorts of things just happening during that time period, you know.
Right.
And I had a family member that was in Vietnam during this time, and we were not supposed to be in Cambodia and Laos.
Right.
But actually there were pictures of him in there, you know, and the government said one thing and we were there, you know, and so that was always a big problem with me, mm-hmm. was the lies that, you know, that were told to us here in the United States, but things happened in Vietnam. And I'm sure that in all wars that happens, you know, but we were more, there was much more to talk about during the Vietnam War.
Yeah. I don't remember, you know, that much about the secret war in Cambodia and people talking about that and the accusations and, you know, and the, all of that going on. I do know that in later years, because I did serve within the intelligence community, there are things like that that are going to go on. And a lot of times our government will take the, or has taken the position that the end justifies the means. Mm-hmm. And I think in some instances they're very correct. And that it sometimes, if the general public were you know, aware of something, that they would not approve. But then they're not privy to all the facts of the situation. I think that if there was a way in the early 60s that Kennedy, as you know, if he had been successful in getting Castro out of there without Bay of Pigs, which they tried, and oh, they tried many, many times. But when the man's got food testers and, you know, and all of that, the protection that he had, they tried. I think that...
Short of bombing.
Sure. And, but I, you know, that whole, that was just a total mess. That was a total mess because there was not a clear directive for the military. I know a lot of, that Westmoreland, you know, got a lot of flack and a lot of fire and everything because of this. And I think he became a scapegoat in a lot of ways. I'm not saying that the man didn't make mistakes. I believe he did. But there was a lot of bureaucracy involved. And there was a lot of that mixture of politicians and military leaders that can just make a mess out of a situation like that. And they did. But I think it's time that, you know, we move on and put it behind us and start looking down the road and learn from that experience.
Most definitely.
Keep going.
Also in this year was co-ed dorms and campuses in the United States. You were still young, I guess.
I was in high school in the early 70s. I don't remember that when I got to college.
It was a big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing. No dissertation.
No, you had an interest.
No, it's, I mean, you know, that's why I chose you, because you had such rich history and just an interesting person, and that's mainly why I asked you, you know, to do this. I'm older than you.
Flattery will get you.
I'm older than you, and I have a lot of thoughts. And I still see. I grew up in the 60s, and mm-hmm. You know, and I have a lot of thoughts. And I could go on and on and on, you know, forever and ever in the mm-hmm. 60s and 70s. And I just loved growing up in the 60s, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of bad things, a lot of good things that happened. Mm-hmm. In the 70s was the years, you know, that I raised my children, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of. To reflect back, you know, people say, oh, don't live in the past. I don't live in the past. I learn from the past, you know.
Certainly. And to quote, you know, see, I'm a big fan of Mark Twain's. And I love the
And
quote,
I'm studying Huck Finn in American Lit now.
That's, don't let anybody dissuade you. And if your teacher is going to listen to this tape or a future teacher, it is the great American novel. Make no doubt about it. That's come under fire here lately. And, of course, it's been...
Well, they banned it several times.
Well, they try to remove it from the schools and whatever, but it is the great American novel. But Mark Twain said that history may not repeat itself, but it sure rhymes.
Whit Davies was the subject of my historical chronological era from 1950 to 1970. This was presented by Jane Nicely.